You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, soul sister. Welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of womensippingonlife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to episode 44. And today's episode, we're talking about this, be the solution. That's right, be the solution. Now, if you listened to the episode yesterday, Naked from My Closet, remember, I went back and forth. I wasn't quite sure, do I title it You Are the Solution or Naked from My Closet? Well, obviously, I opted to go with the second one, Naked from My Closet, because it was such a vulnerable episode. You could tell, naked, exposed, completely wide open heart and soul. Thank you for sharing that intimate time with me, that very sacred space. And yes, I'm back again in my closet, but not naked, not even in my daddy's robe. I'm sitting here today, baseball cap on, ready to go, ready to rock the world. And today we're going to talk about Be the Solution. As I was doing the episode yesterday, I thought, you know what, I must continue on this whole thing with the fact that you and I, my dear, you and I are the solution. Whatever it is that's going on in your life right now, if you can begin to see that you are the solution, you will begin to find opportunities and possibilities that you haven't been able to see up until this point. Now, I'm going to give you one caveat on this. It doesn't mean that you are the only solution, okay? Because a lot of times, especially we as women, we can take on everyone's responsibilities, right? That is not what I'm talking about. I'm not saying take on the weight of the world and everyone's responsibilities. I'm talking about you, my dear, your heart and soul. You, your life, the story that you're telling. Own that and watch what happens. So now I'm getting right into it. So how do you be the solution? Number one, you got to look at your story. You got to look at the story you're telling, and especially your most scared story. Start with the area that you feel most scared about. You are afraid. Identify that. You've heard me say this so many times. Uncover and discover. You must be willing to have that naked in the closet experience where you are so vulnerable and you are so feeling, you know, so, I don't even know what to say, but you know what I'm talking about. That scared, very open space that feels like really unfamiliar. And then begin to take it even outside of that closet and say, hey, look, you know, this is me. This is me. This is my story, exposed, unashamed, unapologetic, unconditionally loved. We've talked about this so many times, and I'm not going to stop talking about it because it's the truth. So you got to identify your story, your very airy, the very sacred, scared, vulnerable story, your story. You start there and you say, okay, this is the area that I am most scared about or most scared of. I feel fear here. And this is the area that probably feels problematic. It feels like I wish I had a solution. And so you begin there and you start to identify it. And then you begin to look at opportunities because you see, if you look at the word scared and you make a slight adjustment, C and A, all of a sudden scared can become sacred. And the way in which you and I will be the solution is to begin to become very sacred about that story. Meaning, you know, it's yours. It's yours in its most vulnerable form. Are you willing to address it and acknowledge it in its most vulnerable, open, sacred form? And there's nothing more sacred than the truth. And there's nothing more sacred than being able to see the truth and tell the truth in love. So in a very loving way, identify and acknowledge your personal scared story. And then the second step, you must own it, my dear. You must own it. Own the responsibility of it. Own the ability to respond. and own the opportunity to discover some things that you haven't been able to see up until this point. I know. Seems so simple, doesn't it? And it, quite honestly, it is. We complicate it, we complexicate it with all of the other stories that we tell. But really, at the core essence of it, you have a life to live, you're feeling scared about something, and all you have to do is own it. You have to say, you know what, I'm not going to blame this one on anyone else. I'm not going to make this anyone else's responsibility. Doesn't mean that you have to be the full and only solution. But if you aren't part of the solution, as you've heard me say, you're part of the problem. And the day that I began to realize that, and I said, oh my goodness, if I can accept responsibility, my responsibility, not someone else's, but my responsibility to the problem, for the problem, I can be part of the solution. And that was like so life-changing for me. I talk about this in my book, my first book, Dr. Shannon Knows, The 12 Steps of Wealthy People, Wellthy, How to Make Healthy Your Habit. And I think it's like step number 6 about It's about being unreasonable, you know, getting rid of all the excuses and getting rid of all the reasons and simply saying, hey, today I'm not going to tell any more excuse stories. I'm going to take responsibility. We must be willing to take responsibility. You, my dear, you and I, we must begin to take responsibility for our own stories and our own feelings of scared and begin to make the necessary adjustments from scared to sacred. So you must own it. And then 3, you got to live it. And I'm not talking about simply living it in your mind, you know, in the ideal version of the vision, but really like the work, the putting your hands to the plow, putting your hands on the wheel, looking straight ahead and riding this thing, directing this thing, driving this thing called life. And again, you're not the only one. You're co-creating your life with God. You're the co-passenger. And you're enjoying the journey. Because if you're doing a life and a lifestyle, living a life that you absolutely despise, why are you doing that? Ask yourself today, why, my dear? Why are you doing that? It's not necessary. Is it possible that you're complicating your life? Is it possible that you're making it hard? I will tell you what will make it hard is if you make your responsibility everyone else's responsibility. I'm going to say that again. If you make your responsibility everyone else's responsibility, or if you make everyone else's responsibilities your responsibility, it doesn't mean that you cannot share your responsibility with others. But there are certain things that you must own. And you know what? The way to have a valuable, incredible life and to give value to your life is for you to actually own it. Think about that. I don't know if you've ever rented or if you've bought, purchased, owned a home. But typically people who rent don't care for that home or that car like they do when they actually sign on the dotted line and they purchase it. Okay, I'm not saying it across the board because whether I'm renting or buying, doesn't matter. I take care of what I take care of. And maybe you're like that too, but there's still a tendency. I remember the day I bought my first vehicle I bought a brand new vehicle. It still had that new car smell. And oh my goodness, like I was cleaning that thing every single week. But prior to that, I didn't take care of my vehicles quite as well as I did when I bought it brand new. And I said, today's the day. Like, this is my brand new vehicle. And I invested a lot of money. I paid cash for the thing. Okay? So think about that. Are you sort of renting your life? Kind of getting by? Or are you signing on the dotted line and you're saying, I'm going to own this. I'm going to own this story. I'm going to own this problem. And I'm going to own and be the solution. And when you do, your journey will look so different. You will journey through life so much differently. I promise you this. So, you know how much I love a great acronym. STORY, what's your scared story? S. Number two, you got to own it. O. Number three, you got to live it and love it. L. SOL. We are continually redefining SOL. No more S out of luck, but sip on life with a sacred story, owning that sacred story, living and loving it, and being the solution. So, your sacred soul step for today, please grab your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and to write down that one problem that you need a solution for. Write it down, and then write a new story from scared to sacred. Write down a declaration of how you're going to own it. And number three, a declaration for how you're going to live it. Write down an action plan and take one step today that will start executing this plan of completely sipping on life and owning and being the solution, my dear. I look forward to hearing from you. Please come on over to womensippingonlife.com. Leave a comment. Let me know how you are. Let me know who you are. I'd love to talk with you. I'd love to, you know, welcome you into that community. And you're already part of the family. We're chit-chatting and you're allowing me to be wherever you are today, whether it's in your car, whether you're sitting in a subway, or whether you're at the gym, wherever you are. Thank you for allowing me to speak into your ear and speak directly into your heart and your soul. And thank you for applying what you're learning. Sipping on life, one step at a time. And please invite your best girlfriends to join us. I'd love to increase the number of women sipping on life around the world and invite them over to the soul party. Thank you again for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.